Welcome to the night show, except in the morning radio edition, where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We have announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more, so buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is going to be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. This Friday, P2 Grand Family Cookout, we've got inflatables, bands, food, games, everything that you're going to want to do on a Friday. Bring the whole family, bring your grandparents, bring a neighbor, somebody that you love, that you just want to live in community with. We're going to be doing it here at the school, at Providence Academy. Starts at 4 o'clock. But now it's time for the diceiest section of the show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Chance of a shower. Then partly cloudy. High 80, low of 59. Mr. Holland, do you know where pirates go to get their hooks?
I don't know.
The second hand store. Like, you know, it's not the first hand, it's the second hand they got. It's, you know,
I got it. That was a good one. All right, now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We have
Weird Science Facts. The average $100 bill circulates for 9 years.
Okay. This is like, I guess people have them. You hold on to, you got a $100 bill. You don't spend that thing right away. You just like to have it. But people that are going to feel like a brand new, crisp $100 bill today because
it's their birthday, Ben Mitchell and Annalisa Luke. It is your birthday. Happy birthday
from us here at the Night Show. If you see Ben or Annalisa, tell them happy birthday. It's a great day for a birthday, for cake, ice cream, all that kind of stuff. And now we have everybody's favorite monkey. We have Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. I thought I'd do some spring cleaning. I got my sponge and soapy water in a bucket. But it made me think about some things. You know, we're kind of like this sponge. All day long, we're absorbing things that we learn at school, music we listen to in the car, and videos that we watch on our phones. But the things that we put in our minds are also what's going to come out. Like the sponge. When I put it in clean water, it soaks it up. Then when I pick it up, clean water begins pouring out. I don't even have to try or squeeze it. The water just has to come out. But over here, I have the dirty water. When I put the sponge in the dirty water, it soaks it up too. And again, when I lift it out, now dirty water just effortlessly spills from the sponge. You may have heard you are what you eat. And in this case, we're feeding ourselves good and bad knowledge. The things we watch and listen to can cause us to think and act differently. Good things cause us to focus on good, and bad things cause us to focus on the bad. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." So the next time you're watching YouTube or listening to music or talking with your friends, ask yourself, is it true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, or commendable? If it's not, then you're about to absorb some dirty water, and what goes in has to come out. But if it is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, or commendable, then you're like the sponge that absorbs the clean water, and you and all you meet today can be blessed.
That's a great lesson. A great life lesson to remember for sure. You know, this week we're talking about working hard and what that looks like. So today's deep thoughts verse is from Proverbs 13:4. It says, "The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied." Sometimes we really want things. We want to be good at basketball, or we want to be good at math, or whatever we're desiring, and we look at it and we just want to have it come to us easily. We don't want to struggle for it, because to be good at those things, it really takes a lot of work. People say, "I'm not good at math." And it's like, no, you just need to work hard. You're not good at math yet. You need to put in that effort and work. To shoot a basketball well, you have to shoot a lot of basketballs. You can't just show up on the court and expect to be good at something. That's not how things work. But oftentimes the sluggard in us, the laziness can creep in, and we don't want to put in the work that it takes to get the things that we see and are desirous of. And God said that's not the way that that works. The sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. And the thing that we should be diligently seeking the most is the Lord, seeking after Him. And we have to do that with diligence, reading our Bibles, living in community, being involved in our church, focusing at school. All those things help us diligently seek the Lord. And when we do that, our soul is richly supplied. So let's pray to God and thank Him for that and ask for diligent hearts. Heavenly Father, we confess that sometimes we are sluggards, that we crave things and expect. But Lord, we understand that that's not how you made your universe. So Lord, we ask that you give us diligent lives, diligent hearts, diligent minds, diligent bodies. And Lord, let us seek diligently the things that are worth seeking. Let us not seek after things diligently that aren't worth attaining, but let us seek after you. Let us seek after what is true, what is good, and what is beautiful. And help us to do that each and every day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have Bible, science, history, social studies, English, spelling, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.